Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
Developing news this afternoon out of downtown Detroit. Two Ohio men now under arrest. A third man is at large after a high-powered weapon is discovered at the Greektown Casino Hotel this afternoon. WWJ's Sandra McNeil joins us live and local with what happened. Sandra.
Jackie, Police Chief James Craig says it all started with a fire alarm went off around 7 a.m. when police searched the floors. They discovered a bag stashed behind an ice machine. It contained a high-powered weapon, also a Bible with a list of cities. Police used surveillance video to track down the man who put it there. As for that list, Craig says,
there are a number of cities. I don't really want to get into detail. Again, it caused me pause. When you start, you know, mentioning different cities across the country, is this a potential for a possible terror attack? Detroit was not listed, but a couple of the cities that were listed were cities where there have been mass shooting incidents.
Now, he says they have determined this was not a case of terror, and he says that one of the suspects at least has a history of drug use. As far as the fire alarm, they do not think that is connected to the gun. Reporting live, Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
It's a massive drug bust that lands a kingpin in jail this afternoon. Michigan State Police say the Metro Narcotics Enforcement Team executed search warrants in Detroit targeting a sophisticated heroin and fentanyl distribution group. This group has been selling the deadly combination of drugs to people from Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties. Officers discovered 78 grams of heroin and fentanyl in clear capsules, more than $16,000 in cash, two pistols, and the main suspect was taken into custody with charges now pending. Jackson County tonight will consider making the county a so-called Second Amendment sanctuary city. It's a peremptory strike against any proposed control laws that could be passed here, like the red flag law that was voted down last night in Virginia's House. Gun rights advocate Bill Kusick says that he sees the concern over the red flag law that would allow law enforcement to remove a gun from someone deemed dangerous because it could be misused. Kusick does not believe the sanctuary designation is necessary.
You know, and I'm going to just be perfectly honest with you. When there was no gun control passed after Sandy Hook, I'm not convinced that there's going to be any gun control measures enacted anywhere.
Eight Michigan counties have been declared Second Amendment sanctuaries in Michigan, while the designation is under consideration in eight more. It's the story of a gag gift gone very wrong. Bloomfield Township Police Lieutenant Paul Schwab says that they were called out to a home on Saturday by a man who purchased a novelty landmine as a gift. He later received a call from the online retailer at commandostore.com saying that the mine might be live. Police called in the Michigan State Police bomb squad, who told them it was the second call of the day.
So it was a busy day for them. I don't think they were too happy. I don't know. They responded immediately. They were very professional. They are very, very good at what they do.
Michigan State Police officials told our Sandra McNeil that both devices were rendered safe. As for the commandostore.com,
No charges were filed. There's no investigation right now.
Kwame Kilpatrick posted a request on Facebook in January asking President Trump for a pardon or for clemency. So does the commutation today for Rod Blagojevich mean anything for Kilpatrick's case? Kwame Kilpatrick's former brother-in-law, Daniel Ferguson, is among those who've been pushing for Kilpatrick to be freed.
Yeah, it may look good, but what I've learned from dealing with this stuff over the years, that just because somebody does something one way, you know, just look at the whole sentence on how Kwame got sentenced.
Blagojevich was sentenced to 14 years for corruption, while Kilpatrick received 28 years for racketeering.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.